Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse on this 19th day of June. So excited to have you here with me. If you're new to the podcast, basically the format is super simple. So I read from scripture. Right now we're working our way through the book of Luke in the New Testament, and then I pray for you for the remaining time of about 5 minutes for you according to that scripture. So that's what we're going to do today. And we're in Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. In the World English Bible, this is what it says. Now, after these things, the Lord also appointed 70 others and sent them two by two ahead of him into every city and place where he was about to come. Then he said to them, "The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he may send out laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, nor wallet, nor sandals. Greet no one on the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' If a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking the things they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Don't go from house to house. Into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat the things that are set before you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, 'God's kingdom has come near to you.' But into whatever city you enter, and they don't receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust from your city that clings to us, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that God's kingdom has come near to you. I tell you, it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons who are subject to us in your name." He said to them, "I saw Satan having fallen like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will in any way hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, O Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do thank you for that, and thank you for that prayer that you have hidden your wisdom from those who are mighty and strong and seemingly intelligent, and you've given it to people like us who definitely know that we need your wisdom. Lord, I also just pray for those who are in a spiritual battle right now, because you have conquered that. You have conquered death on the cross. You have conquered the principalities and powers. You nailed everything up to that cross, and you have made a public spectacle of them. Lord, greater is he who is in us, which is you, than he who is in the world. Lord, we just rest on that right now. You say that you saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven, and you have given us authority over the evil one, and we stand in that authority, not in our own strength, not in our own abilities, not in our goodness, but in your strength, your abilities, your power, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us not to rejoice, however, just as the disciples did, that the demons are subject to us because of your name. That's not what we should rejoice in. You say that we need to rejoice that our names are written in heaven. And I just thank you so much for that indelible ink that has caused us to be born again to a new and living hope. You've given us your Holy Spirit as a down payment to our inheritance in heaven, that we're bringing the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, and yet we are working our way toward, as we're faithful to you, as we're worshiping you, as we love you, we're working our way toward that new heavens and that new earth where all the tears will be wiped away. Thank you so much for that future hope, Lord, because that's where we anchor our hope. Not in today's circumstances, not in the frustrations that we have, not in money issues and all of that. Lord, we place our our hope firmly in heaven, where rust and moth do not destroy any of those treasures. Lord, help us to store up those treasures in heaven, that we could share your kingdom, that we could be one of your workers worthy of your hire. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We pray for our family members and our friends who are far from you. And we ask by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would draw them to yourself. It's not our work, it's yours. And we entrust them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I would love to hear from you, especially I like to know how you found the podcast. It's just such a fun thing to learn. So you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. And I hope you have an amazing day.